It's NAIDOC Week, a time to celebrate Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander history, culture and achievements, and an opportunity to recognise their contributions to our society. A recent Vivid Ideas talk in Sydney gathered together contemporary Aboriginal women who are innovators in the arts to reflect on their experiences as Aboriginal women practising in a contemporary context. They say Aboriginal art and culture shouldn't only be celebrated in NAIDOC Week.
Winenga Milinga, Nadi, Bengal, Yulu, Dagun, Yindiamara, Yulu, Dagun, Yindiamara. Our belief in place and time is to always respect land and to always respect ancestors. So my name is Amala Groom. I am a Wiradjuri artist. I'm a conceptual artist. My practice is informed by Indigenous methodologies and reads as social and political commentary on national politics and race relations.
I just firstly want to acknowledge the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation as the traditional owners of the land that we're on today. I want to thank them for being custodians of this land, looking after the plants and the animals, and passing on the fact that we're all interconnected in this space. My name's Nicole Monks. I'm a transdisciplinary artist. I work across art and design. I work with the learnt behaviours that we attach to objects from a Western and Aboriginal perspective.
My name's Amrita Heppy. I am a Bundjalung and Ngaapuwi woman, Bundjalung from northern New South Wales, Lismore, and Ngaapuwi from Whangarei, New Zealand, or Aotearoa. I am a choreographer, dancer, dance maker, and I'm interested in the lived experience of Indigenous people in contemporary society.
I only ever make work because it has come to me in a way that I need to. I'm a vessel. It's come and it needs to be put into the world, into a space and shared with everybody so that they can take from it what they will. But it's never for a gallery space or for someone else's interpretation. I never make work because I think it'll sell. I make things purely because they are so intrinsically important to my person that these stories be told.
I also feel that art making is the manifestation of my practice, of my culture, and that to be able to present any work is just the manifestation of being a conduit of, you know, I think that art comes from Bayami, it comes from God, and that as a practitioner, as a conduit, that you have to practice your culture in a really strong way in order to be able to hold on to it and make sure that you're giving the story the dignity that it deserves. The content will always dictate the form. The story will always tell us what the medium's going to be. This is my religion. This is my culture. This is my politics. It's my history. It's my spirituality. It's my law. It's so important. The last thing that I'm thinking about is the commodification of my own culture in order for me to be able to have a bit of paper that I can exchange for somebody else's labour that has only been enforced upon them because we live in a bloody post-Marxist Western construct where this, you know, Western imposition of time is forcibly imposed upon us. No thanks.
Well, I guess one of the big things is misrepresentation in the media. The idea around if your work is put somewhere that it's not critically looked at, that it's more of an ethnographical, like, dissection, and like the questionings around, you know, what is traditional, what is contemporary, and how do we as First Nations people go, look, we have 60,000 years of stories, but what are the stories that we need now to tell that will go 60,000 years forward after that? So what are the processes around innovation? So when we're looking at it from a framework of people going, well, you know, if I'm displaying any kind of like emotional reaction, it's almost like this idea of like, stop whinging, or why are you angry? Or the ideas around like the invalidation of maybe ideas expressed in certain artworks that are invalidated by emotional responses. There's a greater celebration that can come through with a reckoning of those injustices than there is in sitting in a doom and gloom.
Where we're living in a colonial construct. It's not post-colonial because it's still colonial.
We live in a Western society where all the rules, the laws, everything comes from a Western construct. You know, the Aboriginal law that existed in this place is invisible to the
Western canon, absolutely.
There's a lot of people that would look at art or even like traditional dance practice or my practice as a dancer and go, well, you know, that doesn't exactly look like, you know, other traditional dances I've seen. You know, it's a lot more minimal. It doesn't have lighting like this. But I think it's not that we're always like rejecting traditional. It's just that it's reinterpreted in the ways that I can understand it. Like, so I might look at like a story and I'm not going to like tell a narrative story. I'm going to look at like past that, like what are the new methodologies that I'm taking from ideas of tradition? So, you know, it might not always look like it's going in this kind of traditional trajectory, but in some ways it's informed in ideas around process, in ideas around how you would get to an idea. And it's such a broad thing, but it doesn't always regurgitate the ideas we have around traditional art.
Whose responsibility is it to be able to educate another person on something? And an elder actually said to me, and I remember this was in Geneva at a UN forum, and I had just educated some non-Indigenous person about something to do with Indigenous people, and I was like proud of myself. And I went up and I said to this elder, I was like, oh, and I just told him, right, blah, blah, blah. And he turned around and goes, Marla, don't talk to them. He goes, it's the worst thing that you could ever do, is that as soon as they think that they know something, then they run with it. You know, so there's just all these different notions of the responsibility of Indigenous people to educate non-Indigenous people. But if we don't share our culture, then what is there?
You just tell your story and people are educated. You talk about your art, people are educated. I think as Australia as a whole has done a really poor job of educating people about the First Nations people that are here. I think it needs to start in the schools. I think it needs to be as part of the dialogue. I mean, Aboriginal culture should be in the everyday. It shouldn't be this thing that you have to be educated about, you know?
Yeah, or that you just celebrate during NAIDOC Week.
Yeah.
Dance maker Amrita Heppi, transdisciplinary creative Nicole Monks, and conceptual artist Amala Groom. That story produced by Catherine Zengara.